Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local organizer Carol Ray about the Women's March that will be held in downtown Washington this Saturday. This Saturday, after the legislative briefing, there is a special event returning to Washington. Can you share what it is?
Well, this will be, hopefully, weather permitting, our second Women's March in Washington. We started 3 years ago and had what I thought was a very successful march. And then we got weathered out the last 2 years. So I know the weather is not going to be great on Saturday, but I think it'll be, you know, we'll look good in the snow.
And what can people expect?
Well, there's a new organization in town that people may know about called the Women's Vote Centennial of Washington, Iowa. And we are celebrating the centennial of women getting the vote in 1920. So we've been organizing a variety of things. And so what we'll have is we'll meet at the library, and we have signs that we made and we have kept and some new signs. So if you would like to carry a sign, we will have some. If you would like to make your own, you can bring some, or bring one, or you can just show up. Just solidarity is the point. We'll meet in front of the lobby of the library, and then we'll walk around the square, and when we get to the corner, to Dodici's restaurant, we'll go down the street, down Washington to Goodwill, cross the street, and then come back. So it's short, but it's, you know, there's... It did the job last time, so we'll do that again.
And what is the message you're hoping to bring forward with this march?
Well, to go back in time, the first march happened right after Donald Trump was inaugurated. There were many, many women who were very upset with his obvious bad attitude towards women, and they wanted to march the day of his inauguration. But they were not given a permit for that day, so they marched the next day, and it was just astonishingly, amazingly huge. Eventually, the march, I think it was the following year, it actually, they had people marching on all the continents except for the Arctic. Even down in Antarctica, a group of women marched on the day, the designated day, which would be the day after the inauguration. So you really get that feeling of solidarity of women, that women's rights are so important. You know, we hold up half the sky, as someone once said, and we need to be equal. We don't want to take over. We just want equal rights. We want equal pay and equal recognition. And if I can digress a little bit, there's a chance this year that the Equal Rights Amendment could actually be passed. There's one more state to ratify it, which is Virginia, and it has a legislature now that is likely to do that. So we will see. There are lots of little glitches, but you know, it just, unfortunately, it needs to be said that women have to legislate to get their equal rights, but if that's what it takes, that's what we will do.
And this march is for men and women?
Oh, yes.
Both sides of the aisle?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. If it weren't for men coming with us, you know, it's the same thing. If it weren't for women helping men and men helping women, where would we be? So men are definitely welcome.
And what time will this start?
12:30. We will announce on the radio if it's canceled, but it looks like it's going to be maybe snowy, but that should not stop us from marching. So let's hope for the best.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with organizer Carol Ray talking about a women's march that's being held in downtown Washington this Saturday. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.